Hi, this is Rick Harmon, and today I would like to talk to everybody here at Blind Cool Tech about some changes to the Blind Cool Tech mailing list that we have. Some of you may not know that we do have a mailing list for the Blind Cool Tech website, and that information can be gotten through the website. You know, if you go to www.blindcooltech.com, and I believe it's under contacts, you can get information on how to join the mailing list. The mailing list has been up now for almost 2 years, and its original purpose when Larry created it was for the discussion of podcasts and podcasting, you know, podcasts that are done on the Blind Cool Tech website, you know, for people to discuss those podcasts, to discuss how to make podcasts, how to listen to podcasts, talking about things as far as, you know, programs that, you know, we use to create podcasts like SoundForge and Goldwave and others, you know, that are out there for audio editing purposes. You know, we talk about that. We talk about programs that are involved in the process of catching podcasts like Juice, an accessible podcatcher, and, you know, other programs that are out there for that purpose. On the list, we discuss, you know, recorders, you know, for making podcasts, microphones, you know, all kinds of things, you know, about creating and listening to podcasts and the discussion of the podcasts on the Blind Cool Tech website itself. And in addition to that, we also talk about, you know, new tech gadgets, you know, for the blind that are useful for the blind. They don't have to specifically be related to podcasting, but, you know, that would be nice, but, you know, that's, you know, not an absolute hard line off-topic subject if it's not. However, what will no longer be on topic on the list, and what has happened over the last year or so is the list has diverged greatly from what it used to be, you know, discussing, to just a general chit-chat list, and, you know, any tech question whatsoever, you know, had been, is being asked anymore on the list. You know, we don't want people asking, you know, how to get JAWS to work with this, and how to get Internet Explorer to work with that, and, you know, unless it has something, you know, to do with podcasting, it's fine to ask a question about, you know, how do I get JAWS to work with Juice, or how do I get Internet Explorer to download RSS feeds, you know, things like that are fine, but if you just want to know how to get JAWS to work with Word, or, you know, general tech questions like that, there are other lists that are more suited for those type of things. And that's the problem with the list. It's gotten too big, it's diverged too much, and we're talking about podcasts and podcasting very much on the list. And the reason I'm doing this podcast today is to let people know that have left the list in the past for just those reasons, that there are now guidelines in place that hopefully will stop all the off-topic traffic on the mailing list and make it more manageable and make it to where, you know, we're talking about things that the BCT mailing list was originally intended to be used for. Now, if you still want to talk about something off-topic, you know, we have a place on Blind Cool Tech to do that, and it's the Blind Cool Tech chat room, and you can access that from the Blind Cool Tech website as well by going to the chat link. We have a voice chat room there that allows for 25 users at a time, and we have no restrictions there, really. You can talk about anything you want there. So, you know, if people still want to talk about off-topic things, you know, they can do it there. And if you want to post a message on the Blind Cool Tech mailing list announcing these off-topic discussions, that's fine. You know, we won't have a problem with that. The problem we will have is the off-topic discussions on the mailing list itself. For an example, somebody may start talking about a grilling podcast that was on BCT. You know, maybe Larry was grilling in his backyard. You know, and that's fine to discuss that podcast and, you know, things about grilling that were talked about in the podcast. But, however, what would be considered off-topic is then that conversation wander into, well, what grill is best? And, you know, should I use gas or should I use charcoal? And, you know, things like that. Once we start wandering off the discussion of the podcast itself, it becomes off-topic. Now, I know for all of the people that are currently on the list, I know there are going to be some of you that are going to be mad and are going to leave the list because you feel that the list is being ruined by going back to its original intent. And I truly hope that won't be the case. My intention is to not destroy the mailing list. Far from it. My intention is to make the Blind Cool Tech mailing list what it was originally intended for. And that's what it isn't now. So I hope everybody will give the new format a chance before they leave. You know, I know some of you just simply won't be interested in the topics that will be discussed on BCT. And I understand that. And, you know, if you want to leave, we wish you well. We hope you'll come back at some point. You know, we don't want people on the list that clearly don't want to listen to the topics being discussed. You know, that's pointless to you and, you know, anybody on the list. But I just wanted to create this podcast letting, you know, everybody know about the changes. And hopefully some of the people that have left the mailing list over the last year, you know, a lot of good people have left. We used to have discussions all the time about our podcasts, and now we don't. So I hope that those people that left, you know, will come back to the list now, because it's definitely my intention to bring the list back to where it was and not let it keep going, you know, where it's going now. So, thank you for listening, and we hope to see some of you back on the mailing list. And for anybody that's interested that's never been on the mailing list, you know, we welcome you too. So thank you for listening, and I'll talk to you later.